There were games last year where we would come to you after looking at the stat sheet and say, you know, Steve, no sacks again. What's wrong with this defensive front? I would assume that you have a different feeling about the front this week.
Yeah, because it's not to us, it's not as much whether you're getting sacks or not. It's whether you're affecting the quarterback or not. And John Berger does that study for me each week. We specifically study when we do pressure, are we affecting the quarterback, because we want those blitzes to be effective. But affecting the quarterback is the most important thing, and I did think we did that better as the game went on, throwing off his back foot, or look what we talk about, getting him off the spot, not letting him sit back there and be comfortable. So I think there was enough of that, and I think the coverage was tight enough, you know, that we had enough successful pass plays to help us win the football game. Yeah, well, look, we were really proud of the fact. Look, Dez Bryant's one of the best receivers in this league, we feel. And he had he was targeted 5 times, had 1 catch for 8 yards. And even on that one that he caught, you know, DRC came off the edge and really, you know, almost had a sack, could have. You know, I think he would have liked to have that one back. We call it, you know, don't miss the layup. You know, he missed the layup on that one. Otherwise, I'm not, you know, if we could have done the same thing all the way through, Dez wouldn't have had a catch. And Rabbit was on him a lot. We didn't match him every snap. I don't know how close you guys looked at it, but there were packages in there where he did. And look, there were times that, you know, they didn't throw over there to him because he was covered. We doubled him. There were a number of times we doubled him. So one of the things we said going into the game was, don't let 88 wreck the game. And we accomplished that because he can wreck a football game. That guy can wreck a game.
You basically had those guys playing left and right side, and you said last week that that's kind of... So going forward, is it a game-by-game thing?
Pretty much. Yeah, and it'll be game-by-game who we're playing, you know, what the threats are on the other side. Our guys have worked so well together, by that I mean all of them, that I think we can do some of those. Things can be interchangeable. You know, somebody can go inside and somebody else can go outside. So we got that luxury right now, which is a good thing.
Is that an added dimension for DRC? You mentioned him coming on the blitz early.
Yeah.
It seems like maybe his skill set, even though – on the surface, maybe it didn't seem like it fit in that role. Now it does.
You mean the blitzing part of it?
Yeah, the blitzing part of it, kind of trying to make plays. I mean, he seems like he wants to rise to that level.
Yeah, no, I think he's a explosive guy. You know, when he's got natural ability to go from zero to, you know, 100 quick, not a lot of guys can do that. So bringing him is an added advantage we have. And he's accepted that role, whether it's as an inside nickel or in that particular one, he was coming outside in base defense. But now, that's something we'd like to be able to do. It certainly caught them off guard, and it can catch other people off guard, so we'll try to do it.
That's
pick our spots.
Probably something that you wouldn't have been as willing to do last year because he's your best coverage guy, too.
Yes and no. I mean, you know, sometimes you just roll the dice, take a chance. And on that one, you know, Nat ended up having to cover Dez. But what you're hoping on that is that one's not going to be that long. And it really, had he kept them inside, it wouldn't have been that long. It'd either been a sack or he would have had to get rid of it. So when you do bring people, the guys that are coming have to be perfect too, because the guys on the back end, you know, they got a tough job.
The play that Landon was singled up with Dez in the end zone when he broke up, the reviewed play, when first they gave Dez the touchdown.
Yeah.
Was that?
That was not planned. A little bit of a miscommunication. We should have done it a little bit differently. It ended up that way. And Landon, look, he's a competitor, you know, and found a way to at least keep it uncontrollable so that when Dez fell out of bounds, you know, it was an incomplete pass. No, that was not planned. Our plan was not to put Landon on Dez Bryant.
Hey, you never know.
No,
sometimes
right.
You roll the dice.
Yeah. That one I did. I'd be honest with you. If we were going to – that one, it didn't – that wasn't exactly –
what did you see from Darian?
I mean, you know, I'll tell you what I saw. When he was on the sideline, he did not look like he was in his first NFL football game. He was into it. He was talking to these great communicator. I mean, he's a confident guy. He bounced right out there like he hadn't missed a beat. And we were a little apprehensive in throwing him right out there. It had been a couple of weeks, and Nat had done a good job. Both those guys played I don't know if it was exactly even, but both played a lot of football. But I was really encouraged with what Darian Thompson did.
How do you plan to handle that?
Darian right now is working with that first group, but Nat's gonna get in there. They're both going to play. We'll get some packages with both of them in there, so they'll get enough reps.
Is Jonathan Casillas – guy that you had in 2012, how is he?
Jonathan Casillas was a young guy, you know, running around in 2012. He was a backup and great special teams player. I remember at the end of that season saying to Jonathan, we should have played him in more in sub packages. But now, you know, I see a mature leader, you know. He's always been an aggressive football player. He's a pro. I mean, I know he's always doing things with these guys, even away from the complex here. I'm proud of Jonathan.
Is it rare, though? It's his eighth year in the league. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's all kind of come together.
Yeah, I guess it can happen a lot of different ways. You know, he's been to a couple of different teams, won a Super Bowl in two different spots, so he knows what it looks like. And he's been sharing that a little bit with these guys that haven't been around it, how you do it and what it's supposed to look like. He talked with the defense at the end of last Friday's practice, and he spoke a little bit about that. He's been encouraging with the things he's been doing.
Some of the players were talking about how tough it was to go back and watch the film, obviously, the same team last year. What's it like for you?
Yeah, not fun. Yeah. But, you know, when you look at it, there's at least three I can think of distinctly that were long plays that occurred because of mishaps, a breakdown. There was I remember Merriweather on one that was on a blitz, and then there was the flea flicker. You know, they boom and land and got caught. Now, he's not a rookie anymore. I don't expect that will happen to him again. And there was one other that I was thinking about that, you know, you can't – look, the one thing we did a good job of last week was we didn't give up explosive plays. I think it was three total, not to run over 10 or a pass over 20. In that particular game a year ago, it was way too many. You know, you can't win games in this league, especially giving them up to a guy like Drew Brees, who's going to have his share of good, positive, productive plays, and then all of a sudden you give him four or five of those. That's not good.
How applicable do you find that to
now? Well, obviously the personnel on both sides are a little bit different. Quarterback's the same. We got to use it. I think there's some things in there that they'll do the same. I think they'll attack us in some of the same ways, and they'll have some new wrinkles and some changes, but you know, based on what we saw last year and watching this past Oakland game, you know, we hope we have a beat on what they're going to do. But the one thing they've always done down there is they've tried not to do exactly the same thing in the previous game. It might be the same run play, but it's camouflaged differently. You know, the motions are different.
For
tempo.
You, though, are you the same? Are you the different team in your mind?
I don't want to say that because then I'd be telling them what we were going to do. I don't want to say that, do I? We're totally different and the same. personnel. We're trying to grow. I mean, we're trying to find out what exactly we do really, really well. I talked to him about it. I thought he got off slow. Like, it took him a little while, but then as the game got going, I thought he played really well. He had a great tackle. I think it was the tight end on the screen. Early in the game, the tackling, I didn't think he tackled real well, but he's got a game under his belt now. I think he's going to be a good football player, and we need him. But it was a slow start for him.
It takes a big jump now from Dak Prescott to Drew Brees.
Yeah, a little bit different. And, look, they got some good wideouts, too. You know, it's a little bit more of this, you know, that we're dealing with this week. But, guys, I like the way they're gelling. Again, I watch them out there again today. I'm talking about the back-end people and the linebackers. There's really good communication. There's really good chemistry. And, look, you still got to go out and do it on Sunday. But that part of it I feel really good about.
Is there a sense that you can bury what happened last year?
But you ask me that one again?
Is there a sense that if you guys can perform well on Sunday, that what happened in New Orleans, people are finally stop talking about?
Yeah, well, it's buried in my mind now anyway. I mean, there were many games after that we had to deal with and still. So, like we said earlier, it's in the rearview mirror, and we're going to worry more about this game right here.